Hello, hello. I am so excited to be talking with you about how one of my clients made $13,000 in only 12 weeks of coaching. And P.S., she had never signed a client before working with me. So in this episode, I'm going to be sharing my framework with you and how I helped my client sign clients. And beyond just this client, this is the framework that I utilize with all of my clients so that you can have some insight on how to do the same in your business. But real quickly, before we get into this episode, let's do two things. First, the winner of the Money Mindset course will be announced on my Instagram this week. So if you left a review, don't forget to check in there to see if you won. I will send you a direct message via Instagram if you were chosen. If you didn't win this week, no worries. I'm doing a weekly drawing for you to get inside of my Money Mindset course for free. And P.S., this course has helped women make thousands of dollars online by starting their money healing journey. All you have to do is leave a review via Apple Podcasts. And then the second thing is let's set our intention together. So here is what I know to be true and what I believe. You are listening to this podcast and this episode for a specific reason. And I believe in each episode, there is a hidden gem specifically for you. It may be here to shift your perspective, to give you hope, and to give you something to implement. So be open to it all, listen with an open mind, and take what you need. All right, let's get into this episode. Hello, and welcome to the Real Talk with Reagan podcast. I'm your host, Reagan. This is the podcast where I'm going to get really honest about how to grow a profitable online business and share the raw truth of what goes behind the scenes of entrepreneurship. I went from wondering, is this what life is all about as an employee to CEO of my own company and was able to replace my paycheck within the first year of business. This show is for the online business owner who is ready to learn not only the strategy, but the mindset of what it takes to grow your legacy as a CEO. I'm so happy you are here. Now let's dive into this episode. So first, let's set the scene and talk about where this client was before we worked together. She had been working on her business for, I believe, 1 year and not had signed one client. It wasn't because she wasn't trying or working hard, and it had nothing to do with her expertise and really in her niche, because she is a superstar in her niche. She's incredible at what she does. However, what I saw before we started working together and how I knew we would be a match made in heaven client and coach wise was because there were four areas of growth that I identified right away. And I will share those areas of growth throughout this podcast. So again, get out some notes and let's get to it. So like many of you, what I noticed was she is producing lots of content. She talked about her offer here and there, but you know, it's hard to sell when you have limiting beliefs around selling, and had an offer or two created and then worked on mindset when she was at her wit's end, right? So this is the typical model of business that I see in a lot of my clients before we work together, and what I see that the industry follows a lot, which is why signing high ticket clients feels hard and consistent and that you're barely treading water. I see a lot of you exactly where she was before she worked with me. So producing so much content and nothing is hitting home with your ideal client, and wondering why Kelly over there posts one reel and fills up her coaching. Selling feels so foreign to you because you don't resonate with the scripts and you feel like selling is annoying your audience. You're launching multiple offers that never get anyone in them. So intensives, courses, coaching, right? Whatever you can, masterclasses, whatever you can kind of whip up. So then you're at your breaking point. And so you start to work on your beliefs because the hustle isn't working. Working harder and harder isn't actually paying off, and you are burnt the F out. And this was the case for my previous client, and probs is what you are struggling with right now. And it's because the foundation of your business is cracked and caving. Okay. So imagine moving into a house where the ceiling is caving, the walls have cracks in them, and the foundation is broken, but you still move your family in hoping for the best. This is what is happening to a lot of you in business. you are trying to add more strategy to fix the sales problem. So in order to make more money, you keep putting pretty wallpaper on your cracked wall instead of taking a step back, getting a bird's eye view, hiring a contractor, also that you could build your house from the ground up so it would be stronger for the long term, forever. So it could be your family home, right? It doesn't matter how many quick fixes you do in that house currently, it's eventually going to cave and it's going to cost you in the long run. This is why your business isn't seeing results even though you are doing everything right. You've invested, you're producing content, you're getting on sales calls, and still nothing is working. So let's just have an honest conversation like I did with my clients, okay? It is time to get rid of the copy and paste sales script, content, affirmations, you get the point. It is time to question your current framework for your business. When you have been told exactly what to do, you don't understand how the strategy works, you don't have choices, you don't actually fix the problem. You put on fancy wallpaper on your biz, but the water is still leaking through. When you have been told just to write affirmations down, you don't get to the root cause of what is causing you to think that you aren't creative enough, right? You just get pissed about why your affirmations aren't working and why you can't manifest, right? This is what is creating major gaps in your business. So what should you do? And what did I coach this client on, right? We start from the very beginning and close all the gaps. So let's first talk about the framework that you are using now and why it's not working. So this is what I see. Imagine a triangle, and at the very bottom of this triangle, so the thing that adds the, before we can add the next layer, you are producing just a ton of content and you are utilizing very basic strategy like brand pillars and talking about pain points, which is important, but isn't the best content strategy to use. And this leads you to burnout because you are spending hours and hours wondering what piece of content you're missing. Why are you not attracting people to apply? And from this, you kind of ignore it and you just go to sales, right? So the next part is you try to close some sales, which feels icky and confusing, right? The DM scripts you don't want to use. You're hearing no in sales calls. People are telling you that your prices are too high. And then you begin to second guess if it's your offer. Cough, cough. You also assume because you don't talk about money, people don't value the solution, right? And instead of sitting in that and figuring that out, what happens is you just create a new offer and you live launch every other month because obviously it's just your offer that is the problem. So you go back to the first part and you begin to produce lots of content and you direct it to your new offer and you try to make sales around this, but it still isn't working. And so at the very top of this triangle, so it went from produce content, trying to sell, right? Creating a new offer and live launching, you get at the very tip, you get at your breaking point, right? So you begin to work on your mindset and it's from a place of survival, a place of fix me manifestation, which makes manifesting hard because it's just a way to get out of your pain. And that goes really deep. And I coach on this a lot with my clients. And so this is why your business has the gaps it does, right? You don't have enough income to quit your 9-to-5 because your offers don't sell out. You're not filling out your programs. You're chasing numbers, next launch, next industry standard, and it makes you feel like you are on this rat race, right? You're always trying to learn a new skill set, right? Because your brain has told you if you're not getting clients, it's because you don't have the right strategy, right? And then you lack what you need most of all, which is time, because you are always learning a new skill set, developing a new offer, planning your next launch. And what's happening is you're just doing. And at this point, you understand that doing doesn't really equate signing high ticket clients, right? And your money mindset is whack because you can't sustain income. You second guess your prices. You think that other people make money easier than you. And then your beliefs start to crumble, right? You question your niche, your prices, your content, right? And all this is coming from this cycle that I just stated above. And the gaps aren't because you suck. It's not because you aren't good enough. It's because the business you built has a rocky foundation or no foundation at all. It's because of the framework you're currently using isn't actually what you need in order to sign high ticket clients. So let's go back to my client, because this is what this podcast is all about. She had a similar starting point to this. So what did we do in order for her to make 13K in 12 weeks? We implemented my unique framework for signing high ticket clients, because what worked in 2018 to build a business isn't going to work in 2021, 2022, and 2023. Okay. So my framework for building a profitable business starts with what you focus on last, which is belief. And I specifically coach on self-trust, money mindset, releasing timelines, and really stepping into an identity outside of who you are as a CEO. So we really talk about who you are right now. And I started here for a very specific reason. I started here for a very specific reason with this client. So what you think, feel, and embody creates your reality. And a lot of you are thinking mindlessly. You are just letting your thoughts run through your head without ever questioning them. And it's weighing you down. And it's getting in the way of you running a business, making intentional choices for a business, developing a skill set for your business that would help you sign clients. Imagine packing a bag to climb a mountain and filling it with bricks instead of water, snacks, and a camera to take a picture of the view. This is what you are doing as you are building a business. You are climbing the mountain, and instead of being intentional with what you bring to get you there, you have packed bricks. AKA your thoughts that your family thinks you're crazy to invest, that people don't value the transformation if it isn't about money, that you are irresponsible if you have debt for your business, and all of that is weighing you down, right? Hear me loud and clear. It is time to pull to the side of this mountain and pack your bag more intentionally. I don't want my clients to have a bag of bricks on their shoulders as they climb a mountain, right? I don't want my clients to have thoughts that are going to get in their way of their true potential to grow a wildly profitable business. So with this client specifically, right, we worked on confidence, money mindset, especially around debt, right? And self-trust to be who she wanted to be in the online space. And she said herself at the end of the 12 weeks, I got my first client and made 5K before the whole darn thing started. So she got access to the money mindset course that I talk about, made 5K. I raised my prices twice. I launched a new website that is super me. I gained crazy confidence. I launched a new service. I got a client with my new prices. She helped me with my money mindset. And without all of this, I would still be stuck daydreaming about the day I would make it. This is why I start with belief first, so that everything else that we learn is supported by the belief that you can get to your end goal, right? Imagine if I told her to just raise her prices without acknowledging her level of confidence, without acknowledging what she feels about money. It wouldn't work, right? So from this part of my framework, the very foundation, as we work on that, and we work on it throughout the whole 12 weeks, right? And in my one-on-one coaching, we work through our mindset the whole 4 months. Now, the next layer that I tackle instead of sales, so you originally are doing content, then sales, I do belief, and then I move into innovative messaging, not just producing content. If you haven't listened to my podcast around messaging, I believe it is episode 4, you need to. So long story short, the information is coming to an end. And what I mean by information age is people are not just seeking how to mini trainings 1, 2, 3, 4, right? Our ideal clients are smarter than ever, right? So if you want to hear about messaging after you listen to this episode, go back and listen to episode 4. So in order to make more sales, you have to stand out in your niche by talking about your solution in a way no one else can. That type of innovation within your messaging comes before you produce loads of content. And when you do this type of innovation, what you are actually doing, and because we focus on confidence in yourself, because we focus on self-trust, because we focus on beliefs first, innovation becomes easier. Plus, like, this is what I'm so good at helping my clients at. I am not even kidding, because what I can do is really draw out of you what you have that's already inside of you that makes you so unique. Y'all are sleeping on a gold mine, but a lot of you don't know how to get to the gold. And that's what we do in my one-on-one coaching. So back to this client. When we did this within our coaching package, we went really deep into creating her own philosophies and methodologies. And so that when it came time to create her messaging, she without a doubt is standing out within her niche. And this allows her to sign soulmate clients because she's not only innovative, right? She not only talks about her offer in a new way, she's also in integrity with her values of how she wants to be a CEO. And what we really dived in together was how can you be fully yourself in business and make the most money? And she really got so creative of how she talked about that and how it highlighted her offer and working together. And I can say with confidence, there's no one else like her in her industry, right? And because of this, I know for a fact that is what contributed to making $13,000 in 12 weeks, okay? The next layer that I move into is sales. And not selling just a ton of offers, right? To get you out of your 9-to-5 fast and become the go-to expert in your niche, especially in the beginning of your business, sell the same offer over and over and over again, okay? This closes the gap of not having time because this model of business is simple, right? And because you do it this way, you build your belief in your expertise, you build your belief in your ability to receive money, you build your belief that selling is a natural thing that you get to do. And the way I teach sales is unique because, again, copy and paste is not working on here, right? The whole thing with copy and paste sales scripts that's so funny to me is that every conversation that you're going to have around sales is going to be unique. So you need to understand the skill set of selling rather than just the copy and paste. And I really teach people how to coach on the problem, not the story, right? And that's a whole tangent that we're not going to go on in this podcast. Again, that's what we do in my one-on-one coaching. So what we did with this client is we not only worked with her mindset around pricing and selling and confidence, but also her skill set around selling and making it applicable to her business model. Okay. Not just business coaching, right? The industry can feel like an MLM when everything's just passed down and supposed to work for every business, right? And so in my coaching, what we really do is how are we going to sell within your strengths, within your niche? And because of that, it's easier to sell and pitch yourself, right? And because she felt confident in pitching herself, because she felt confident in selling, and because she practiced the skill set with a coach, aka me, within that thing, of course it contributed to her making money. Of course it contributed to her signing clients because, y'all, you can't sign clients without selling, okay? Now, the last thing that I work on and what we really dive into is client experience. Because this is the literal reason why you went into business was to help people, okay? When you focus on your client and getting them the best results over and over and over again, this is when you become someone that is referred out and your reputation is on point. Reputation and results equals demand in your business, okay? So of course she delivered on what she said, right? At the very beginning of this podcast, I told you it was never about her level of expertise, right? It was always there. We just had to activate it through a new framework. So This is the framework my client and I worked off of that allowed her the growth that created her first $13,000. And y'all, she continues to sign high ticket clients after our work together. I feel like I recently just saw that she's almost booked out for the year. Okay. The money and the clients haven't stopped rolling in. And that's how you know that you understand business as a skill set. That's how you know that you are in the driver's seat of your business and can make business decisions, right? And that is very intentionally done by me so that when you leave my coaching container, you know how to continue to run your business. I asked her, what is one way you felt like you stepped into the CEO role the most? And she said, showing up as myself. I really struggled even throughout the program about showing up, but Regs made me feel comfortable being myself. So show up as yourself. And so I did. And then everything changed. I threw out the expectations and started being myself. So having a solid business inside and out has made me feel like the badass boss of a CEO that I am, right? She walked in worried to invest, and she walked out feeling that way. Y'all, I am a no fluff, no BS coach, and I have high expectations for my clients. And because of this, they get results, and results that go beyond just signing clients, right? We think that signing clients is what's going to be the end all be all, the cure to how we feel about ourselves, right? But I know within my coaching that we have to activate other things, confidence, trust, right? And we do that. So this is my new paradigm for building a business to get to your first $50,000 or hell, even first $100,000, right? The reason you have gaps in signing clients isn't because you aren't doing enough. It's never been about that, right? You work really hard. It's about that your foundation is cracked. But usually, instead of fixing the foundation, we just add more to it. But at any time, you can rebuild this, right? And at any time, if I have available spots, you can hire me, right? This is why I created this framework, because after being in business for 2 years, working with clients who have been struggling in their business and seeing where the trends are heading within the industry, again, what you did in 2018 is not going to work in 2022. I wanted to make a simple yet effective way to coach my clients to really grow their business so that you can fill in the gaps, right? So that you would have such a strong foundation so that in the future, you can have the passive income, the masterminds, the course that sells when you're on the beach, right? And that all starts from a very strong foundation. My one-on-one coaching is open right now, and we do just that. And I know some of you are thinking about holding out for 2022, and this is what I want to say. That's silly, okay? You don't sow the seeds the day you plant them, right? You don't go out to a garden, plant tomatoes, and the next day you have tomatoes, right? And so this is the same with business. Right now, you have 3 whole months of October, November, December. And the work that we do together within my one-on-one coaching will set you up for momentum, signing high-ticket clients, and really could be the pivotal moment in your business, right? So that when you step into 2022, you have your best year yet. This framework and the way I coach is tried and true, right? This is a literal case study, right? And together, I know we will create shifts in an intentional business. So my application for one-on-one coaching is in the show notes, or you can get on Instagram at _Regan, R-E-G-A-N, Storm, and send me a DM. These results are not just for the special, right? They're not just for people who are lucky, right? They are for you. And all of this started for this client when she listened to her intuition and said yes. So to wrap this up, I asked her, if someone was on the fence about investing in themselves, what would you tell them? And she said, stop doubting and take action. Y'all, she is worth it. I was scared just like you. She really had to tell me it's okay. I did not want to be in debt. I did not want to invest because I couldn't at that point of time. I only had $1,000. Regan helped me go through the fear of investing, and I told her that, you know what? I will do it. I will put the $1,000 down and I will try to make the rest before this thing starts. Otherwise, I'll get out my credit card. Well, a month later, I ended up paying the remaining balance right as the program started. I feel such clarity towards my business right now, and people are coming to me asking about my services. It's worth it. I went from zero to 13K. Like what? All thanks to Riggs, right? And I would say all thanks to herself, right? I get to hold the container, but it's the client that makes the choices, does the belief work, that develops a skill set. And she did that. And because of that, it activated her power, right, within her business. And that is how she went from zero to 13K. So this is the shit, right? I love this framework. I love coaching because it is a repeatable process that works. So if you are interested and you're like, oh my gosh, I want to shift my business model. Oh my gosh, what I'm doing isn't working right now. DM me to apply for my one-on-one coaching because there are limited spots. And once they are filled, we are done for 2021. And this is the only way to work with me for the rest of the year. So long, Side Hustle Academy is not coming back until 2022. So with that being said, I hope this was super helpful and I will see you in the next episode. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you are feeling on fire for your business and are ready to make fat stacks. Now, before you go, I have a favor to ask you. If this episode made you feel unstoppable, or if you learned something new, I would love for you to leave me a review for my podcast, and then also share it on your Instagram page if you are loving it and tag me. I get so excited to meet you guys. If you do this, you will have a chance to get enrolled into my money mindset course, the one that helps my clients make thousands online. Each week, I will randomly select a winner from everyone who left a review. Alrighty, thanks for listening. I will see you next week where we will dive into more realness around growing your business.